Hey everybody, I'm Neil Andrews.
And I'm Kristen Stokes.
And we represent the Montana University System Wellness Program. And welcome to the Montana Moves and Meals Well Chat. This is episode 18.
And all right.
Today we're going to talk about our happy place. We'll tell you a little bit more about that in a second. But first, I just wanted to say, oftentimes it seems like we always start our webinars or podcasts by complaining about whatever background noise is going on, whether it's the mowers that start up right as we get our microphone out, or, you know, construction here in Reed Hall. But today, if you hear any background noise, it is happy background noise. We have the MSU marching band has been practicing this week, and they always serenade us here in our office. They like practice basically right outside our building, and we can always hear the marching band, which, Kristen, you get really excited about, right?
I love a marching band.
Kristen was...
I played the flute in high school marching band, and yeah, I always stick around football game halves. I'm watching them.
You're there for the band, right?
I'm there for the band.
Okay, so Kristen is especially excited when the marching band comes back out. That's a happy place for you, right?
It really is, yes.
And then we have Catapalooza getting started on the campus of Montana State University today, welcoming the students back. And I think we're going to go explore Catapalooza here in a little bit and maybe grab some swag and see what's going on campus. So if you're on MSU campus, you'll probably be heading out to Catapalooza today or tomorrow. So we're going to talk about, as we mentioned, we're running a challenge right now in our incentive program called Share Your Happy Place. And Kristen and I have been enjoying reading some of the things that you guys that participated in our incentive program have written. A lot of you have posted pictures, and it's been really fun just kind of to watch and see, you know, what you guys have shared. And so we wanted to just share some of our favorites that you've shared. And Kristen, I don't know what we've picked out, what each other's picked out. So we're running a little experiment to see
if we picked the same one.
Well, yeah, or just what we picked. And then we're going to see if we have any themes develop here when we look at the MUS collective happy places here. So do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay. What's your, and this is in no particular order, right?
This is in no particular order.
Okay. So what's your first happy place that you picked out?
Okay. The first one that I picked out was walking the dog, but also with that one, there was a picture of four dogs on a morning walk. And it looked like a professional picture. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I know the picture you're talking about. It's amazing.
It's amazing. If you haven't looked on the community feed, scroll down and find this picture.
And you'll know.
You'll know. But yes, this one resonated with me because walking the dog, particularly in the morning, is one of my happy places as well. It gives me a chance just to clear my mind and enjoy time with my pet. Second...
Oh, I thought we'd popcorn this.
Oh, we're popcorning. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back and forth.
All right, you're
all right. All right, that was a good one. And that is an awesome, awesome picture. And yeah, Kristen's right. If you haven't seen the picture she's talking about, go to our Limeade page, click on the feed, scroll down. I think it was posted a few weeks back.
Yeah, you'll have to scroll a ways, but it's worth it.
It's like the morning light and just the dogs look so happy. Beautiful. Yeah, it's a very happy place. Okay. Simple one. This is one that resonates with me because this is one of my favorite things to do, is just cooking dinner with family. Mm. Someone just posted those simple words. I like to cook. I like to. That's a nice time in our household. And of course, we have two young boys, and that's one thing that we want to just always emphasize, is that dinner time. And we, you know, we have some rules about, you know, like my boys aren't old enough to have cell phones, but like my wife and I aren't allowed to have our cell phone, and we don't have the TV on. We usually play some nice calming music, and we sit down around the dinner table. And I hope that as our boys get older, that we can hold that tradition of, you know, if that's the only time we get together each day, we're going to have that dinner experience. But the cooking part is fun too. I like to cook.
Well, in that one, you said, someone said cooking with family, right?
Cooking dinner with family was the happy place.
Yeah. So we've actually talked about that in our time management workshop webinar, because oftentimes people don't feel like they have enough time. They want to spend time with family and they want to create healthy meals. And that's the perfect combination of both.
So, there you go.
Yep.
Win-win.
Awesome. Okay. My second also has to do with food. I loved the pictures of people's garden bounty. So there were a couple that stood out. One was a picture of, it was eggplant, cucumbers, and tomatoes.
I saw that one. That was good.
Very envious of that, if that came from a home garden. And then raspberries as well. So fun to see those pictures.
So this is why, this is why we do the Well Chat. Because the Well Chat, unlike a lot of the things we do, is a hopefully a little bit spontaneous, and spontaneity is good. So you just gave me an idea for next year. You need to write this down, to have a challenge of, because we've done challenges like plant a garden, right?
Right.
We've never done a challenge like share your garden bounty.
Love it.
So that, and right now, yeah, those of you who planted are in the spring are now probably enjoying the harvest. That's a whole nother Well Chat. It's a whole nother challenge. So I'm not going to get off topic here. There you go. There's your idea.
Okay. That we, thank you, Neil.
That we, even, so even if okay. no one listens to us, this is good.
Productive time.
Yes. All right. So I'm going to segue off yours. And my next one, someone said planting a fall flower garden.
I saw that.
But it's not on your list?
It's not.
Okay. But you noticed it. Okay.
I noticed it. It was close.
The reason why this resonated with me, because, well, one of the reasons why we share things on different social media sites is, one, we're proud of things. But I think one of the specific reasons we like to share things on our incentive site is because you might inspire someone else, or you might give someone else an idea. And that's what one thing I really like about the community feed and just the comment sections is that, you know, people can go there and get ideas. So the person that put planting a fall flower garden, this is one of those things that is always on my radar. It's always like, I should do that, and I've never done it. So I really want to do this.
That's awesome.
So maybe this weekend, maybe I'll go get some fall flowers, and because our garden and we always have this beautiful garden during the summer and like flowers, and then it kind of fizzles out about this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any suggestions for me or tips?
No, flowers are not my
okay.
area of expertise at all.
Kristen also always reminds me that she is a dietitian, not a botanist, and I'm always disappointed. I just think you should be both.
Can't help there. Sorry, but I think it's a fantastic idea as well.
Okay.
Okay. Another one that I had was reading a good book before bed. That I enjoy that as well, and I think it's important to read something for fun.
Are you reading anything right now?
Yes.
Okay. You're not going to share?
No, I am in a book club, so I'm pretty committed to reading at least one fun book, not work-related, not serious, per month. And this month we are reading Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to go see the movie?
After I read the book, maybe.
Movies sometimes ruin it for you, right?
Yeah, if I really like the book, I don't want to see the movie.
Okay.
What's up? What's next on your list?
Well, I was just going to say, I need a good book right now. So any references, or you guys can email me with your book references. I like all kinds of stuff. I like sci-fi, I like fantasy, thrillers.
Okay, so please email Neil recommendations there.
Yep. Okay, The next one I have is, so obviously we had kind of a crazy few days of mid-August weather. We had some fall weather move in, but it was good in the sense that I think for a lot of places it kind of cleaned the smoke out. So this person, and again, nice and simple, just put watching the rain clean the air. And that one resonated with me. I love a good rainstorm. I love a good like summer afternoon rainstorm. Sorry, and I know you're going to disagree with me, Kristen, but I like it when that air gets cooled down and it gets nice and cool and you can kind of feel that little taste of fall. So and there were a lot of people that mentioned something about the rain or the change of weather or like the smoke getting cleared out. So that one's mine. I resonated with that one. That's a happy place for me. Sorry.
Yeah, if it were up to me, I think I'd have summer last all
year.
Just
be like 90 degrees every day.
Yep. Although I do appreciate seasons. I just wish that summer would last a little bit longer. How about that? Or winter a little bit less. All right. So another one that I had was a picture, an adorable picture of a little boy on a boat. And that one, well, there were a lot of lake pictures, which I really liked. I love a lake. And this one was really cute. This summer started taking my son on a boat and he would promptly fall asleep. But this little boy looked pretty happy on a boat. So I enjoyed that one.
I get to take our boys on a couple boats. This one of you on your boat and some other friends' boat this summer. So yeah, it's fun taking your kids on the boat. My next one, you're probably gonna think this one was funny. This one got posted today. This is a new one. Resonated with me. I could almost feel this person's joy. This person said their happy place, decluttering the closet. Yes. It's not a happy place while you're doing it.
And it just feels
but
so good.
When it's done, you just feel like so empowered. Like if you can declutter your closet or your pantry or, you know, bathroom drawers, whatever it is in your house. And we've run that challenge before, like a decluttering challenge. That's one of my favorite ones. We should redo that one next year for sure. But man, it feels good to declutter. So hopefully, I know fall is... the new semester is here, so hopefully you got some good organization and decluttering done this summer.
My problem with that, I don't know if anyone else can relate to this, but I get really energized to declutter, and you know how it always has to get worse before it gets better?
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's what I do.
But then I lose steam midway through, so then it's actually just worse. Yeah. And then my husband comes home, and he just rolls his eyes and shakes his head and has to, like, clean up my mess.
Yeah, like I did that recently. Like I think it was a weekend day, and my wife had something to do, and I was like, I'm just gonna clean house all day, and she comes home, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I cleaned all day, but it's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the problem is that is because I only drink coffee in the morning.
Right.
And somewhere, you know, midday.
The caffeine wears off.
Yeah, the caffeine wears off. And then, but I'm happy for the person that decluttered their closet. Good for you. Yep. Good job. You inspire us.
Yep. Okay, well.
Is this your final one?
Final plus I have an honorable mention.
Oh, okay.
So my final one is not a specific post, but there are some pretty fantastic mountain pictures up on the feed.
Yeah,
and I love the mountains. One of the reasons, main reasons I live in Montana. So again, if you haven't seen those pictures, recommend going to check them out because there's some really great ones. You guys have been on some really fantastic hikes, it looks like, this summer.
A lot of Glacier National Park pictures. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. And then my honorable mention, someone said their happy place was making dad jokes. And that for some reason just made me laugh. So I thought that was cute. What's your final one?
My final one. Another simple, spending time with people who make me smile.
Aww.
I think that's a fantastic, happy place.
Yep.
So I think a lot of the ones that I picked out, I think that resonated with me, if we were talking about like themes, is just the simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spending time with people who make you smile, cooking dinner with family, watching the rain clean the air. Did you have any that were just kind of, well, yeah, walking the dog
walking
in the morning.
Dog,
yeah.
Reading a good book. Yep.
Simple things. So we just wanted to say, as you guys are getting ready to go into, you know, a fall semester, I know for a lot of us, like summer is a little more laid back, and then, you know, the fall semester starts and everything gets cranked back up. Kids are going back to school, whether it's like the kids going to school on your campus or your kids going back to school or both. But it gets busy. We hop back into routines. And sometimes like the freedom that we feel in the summer, a lot of times that can get squeezed out a little bit. So we just wanted to encourage you from your wellness team to keep that space and that time for those little things, those simple things that are part of your happy places. Keep that going as we go into fall. You got anything to add to that, Kristen?
No, I think that's a really, really wonderful message. Really good to keep in mind.
Okay.
What else?
So thanks for sharing your happiness with us. We're going to do some news, MUS wellness news, that upcoming things that you guys need to know about. You want to start off with this call for wellness champions?
Yes. So hopefully you have seen perhaps some email announcements. We also posted something on the blog about it. But we are looking for more wellness champions for the 2018-2019 year. Our wellness champion year aligns with the fiscal year, so kind of July through June. And really, wellness champions are our cheerleaders, our advocates for the program. So if you are enthusiastic about wellness and you want to make your workplace just a healthy, happy place, then please consider being a wellness champion. It really doesn't take a lot of extra time. In fact, very little, because the main job is being a positive role model in the workplace, being encouraging of others' healthy efforts and promoting our programs. So that really can be just having conversations with your coworkers, or it could be organizing initiatives or events on campus, and we have ways to support you in those efforts as well. So highly encourage you to become a wellness champion. Oh, and new this year, we have some monthly wellness champion missions.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. I could just play that music. I don't have to like literally do it. I could like lay it down on the soundtrack to the podcast.
Oh yeah. But I like I like the song. I like the way that you sing it. Yes. Anyway, so we have each month we have missions for our wellness champions to do. And I think they're pretty fun. I'm looking forward to it, and you can earn a fun prize as well. So again, if you're interested, get in touch with me. We accept applications all year long, although we're pushing for it around now so that we can get things going.
Okay, with the fall semester come fall well checks, an opportunity for you guys, our employees, our spouses, our dependents, our retirees to go get blood draw, health screening, and just know your numbers, know how you're doing with your health. So in the month of September, our well checks will be coming to MSU Northern in Haver, Miles City Community College, Dawson Community College in Glendive, and then a couple of our agricultural stations in Moccasin, Montana. That's the central agricultural research station, and Sydney, Montana, which is the eastern agricultural research station. And then early in October, first week of October, Flathead Valley Community College in Kalispell and University of Montana Western in Dillon, and then the Flathead Lake Biological Research Station in Yellow Bay, and also Helena. So those are our well checks coming up. If you're in one of the locations I just mentioned, you can go online to itstartswithme.com and sign up, get registered for your well check. I am also setting up fall education, wellness education for the campuses we'll be visiting. And the first place I'm going is up to Haver, and we have a workshop set up with the Northern Agricultural Research Station there in Haver, and hopefully we'll have something set up at MSU Northern pretty soon. So be looking for the workshops that are starting to pop up. I'm scheduling September and October wellness workshops right now. You can find those. The easiest place to find those is at our blog, MontanaMovesAndMeals.com. And there's a events calendar. And then at the bottom of each page, there are little registration links for our live workshops. So be looking. There's going to be more and more popping up over the next couple of weeks. For those of you who participate in our online incentive program, our next round of challenges are going to switch out around Labor Day weekend. So we'll have some new challenges for you to participate in, including an individual step challenge. Kristen, what do they got going on for Montana Meals Challenge next round?
Next round, the challenge is to make a Montana-based meal. So using locally sourced ingredients.
And this is one of our favorites.
Yeah, it's really fun to take the challenge seriously and try to utilize all Montana ingredients.
Yeah. The Andrews and Stokes have teamed up for this one in the past and made some pretty delicious meals. But it's a really fun challenge and another opportunity for you guys to share and post some pictures of your amazing all Montana-made meals. And then the Montana Moves Challenge next round is going to be try new things. Just, again, as we get into the new fall semester, and I just posted a blog article about this. It's a good time to get into maybe a fresh exercise routine. Maybe you need that. Maybe you need a new challenge. Maybe you try a new group fitness class that's offered on your campus or in your town. But there's lots of different ways as we get into fall and hopefully some nice fall weather to try new things. But it's always good to kind of get out of your just normal routine and try something new from a physical fitness perspective. Okay, and then finally, you're going to have a dietetic intern.
Yep.
Yep. I'll let you talk about it.
Yes. So we have an internship program here in Montana. And so I every year have a dietetic intern with me for a couple weeks, and we will be welcoming her here starting next Monday as well. And looking forward to producing a podcast with her and another video. So you can be looking forward to a guest star in some of those starting next week.
Awesome. Okay. Well, this is Neil and Kristen reminding you guys to, again, keep on sharing your happy place. And once the challenge is ended and the new semester starts, a reminder just to keep the space and the time open for all those little things, all those simple things that really bring us joy and make us happy. And until next time, this is your MUS Wellness team asking you to be well.